Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
So Taiwan is famous for a lot of things, right?
Right.
101.
Shilin Night Market.
Yes, right.
Or the night market.
And fruit.
Right, of course.
Right. Fruits like bananas, guavas, which I actually never had until I came to Taiwan.
Okay, right.
And wax apples, I also never had. Mm-hmm. Only in Taiwan I've had that. Mangoes, right?
Uh-huh.
Any other fruits that Taiwan is famous for?
我想想看哦，台湾当然很有名是水果啊，很好吃，香蕉、芭乐、lemon 就是 wax apples。芒果啊，我想到荔枝
，lychee，
然后凤梨 ，pineapples， 还有 papaya， 木瓜，其实也真的超好吃。台湾种的都很好吃，而且很甜。
What about dragon fruit? Is that a Taiwanese fruit?
我不知道火龙果，我不是很爱。
Anyway, that's okay. Anyway, so we're gonna talk about a new fruit in Taiwan. Have you heard about this new fruit?
I don't think so. I don't know. So,
like on the news, maybe somebody said something about.
I think so. 好像台湾最近有开始有一些新的品种的水果哎。So maybe we should read the article to find out more.
Yeah.
Okay.
A new fruit in Taiwan.Connie and Ben are waiting for the bus.
Guess what? My grandpa is growing a new fruit.
Really? Is he a farmer?
Yes, he lives in Tainan.
What new fruit did he invent?
He crossed a guava with a banana. He calls it a guavana.
Does it look more like a banana or more like a guava?
It looks like a guava on the outside. However, the skin is thick and you peel it like a banana.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like a banana, but it's crunchy like a guava.
I'm excited to try it. Did you bring one with you?
No, because it's April Fruits Day.
Ben rolls his eyes as Connie laughs at him.
Fruit. Fruit. Grapes are Amy's favorite fruit. Grapes are Amy's favorite fruit. Guava. Guava. Taiwan is famous for its delicious guavas. Taiwan is famous for its delicious guavas.Taste, taste, taste, tasted, tasted. This tea tastes better with honey in it. This tea tastes better with honey in it. Bring, 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 brought, brought. Tim.Forgot to bring his homework to school. Tim forgot to bring his homework to school.
Okay, so our article today actually begins with the scenario. Okay, so Connie and Ben, they're waiting for the bus. Connie and Ben are waiting for the bus.
Okay, 所以我们这张课文是看到一个对话，然后有 Connie 跟 Ben， 哎，他们这里呢正在干嘛？等公车。
So Connie starts off the conversation by saying, "Guess what?"Okay, she actually doesn't actually give Ben time to guess because she's just using this phrase to get Ben curious and to start a conversation. Like, if I said, guess what, Laura?
What? Tell me.
Nothing.
哈，你耍我！好了好了，其实呢，一开始呢，大家有没有听到 Connie 问 Ben 说 Guess what？ 其实真的不是要我们 guess 猜什么，它是用来吸引对方注意力，说哎，接下来你要仔细听我要说什么，类似中文的哎，你知道吗
？Yeah，Let's continue with our article. Okay, so Connie says my grandpa is growing a new fruit.Okay, so the word fruit we mentioned in our introduction, so you probably know what it is already. Fruits are the things that grow on a plant, tree or bush, that can be eaten as food. It contains seeds or a stone. kind of like, actually, I don't know which fruits have stones.
It's like avocado?
Yeah, that's a good one. And it is usually sweet, okay? So nowadays, actually, we can find fruits without seeds. We call them seedless fruits.
Oh,
seedless.
Right.
S-E-E-D-L-E-S-S. Like seedless oranges, seedless grapes, seedless lemons.
Yummy! Okay, 接着呢, 这个 Connie 就提到, 我爷爷啊, 在, 这个生长一种新的水果, okay, 他在种一个新的水果。 所以呢, 这里我们看到的 fruit 就是水果的意思。 那刚才Angeline老师有补充, 水果通常会有 seeds, 就是籽, okay? 诶, 不过你知道现在很酷, 我们也会出产无籽的东西的水果, 像是 seedless grapes, 无籽葡萄我超爱吃的, I love them.
Oh, okay. So here is an example sentence for the word fruit. Grapes are Amy's favorite fruit. Grapes are Amy's favorite fruit.
葡萄是Amy最喜欢的水果. Cherries are my favorite fruit.
Ah, okay.
樱桃.
But cherries aren't very popular and not very common in Taiwan, right?
Expensive.
Yeah. So Ben is amazed by this. He says, really? Is he a farmer?
Oh, 这时候Ben他感到非常的惊讶. 他说,真的吗? 他是个farmer,农夫吗?
Okay, then Connie replies, yes. He lives in Tainan. That's where a lot of farms are, right? In Tainan.
对啊，所以原来 Connie的爷爷是个农夫，他住在台南哦。
And then Ben says, "What new fruit did he invent?" Okay, so to invent something means to make, design, or think of a new type of thing. Simply put, if you create something that did not exist before, you invented it.
没错，OK，所以Ben他提到的就是哦，哎，这个你的爷爷呢，他发明了什么样新水果呢？其中我们提到的 invent 当然就是发明，就是之前大家都没有发现，结果是你创造出来的。So
you are all probably familiar with the selfie stick, right?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
No.
I don't either.
自拍棒.
A Canadian by the name of Wayne Fromm invented the selfie stick. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Some people actually think another Japanese guy invented it too, so nobody really knows.
可是自拍棒 selfie stick, 我一直以为是台湾人发明的。Really?
结果竟然是加拿大或可能是日本人发明。
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Anyway, going back to our article, Connie says, he crossed a guava with a banana.
Okay, 接着呢, Connie就说, 诶,你知道吗? 我的爷爷他把这个 guava, 就是芭乐跟香蕉哦, 这两个品种呢, 就是混在一起。
So let's look at the word cross, okay? To cross something with something else means to mix two or more different breeds or types of animal or plant to form a new breed or a new type, okay? So different breeds or types of dogs often cross breed, right? It might be done on purpose or by accident. For example, have you seen a Labradoodle?
Labradoodle.
It's, you guys know a Labrador dog, right?
Yeah.
And you guys know a poodle.
Right.
Yes. So if you cross them together, it's called a Labradoodle.
Okay. Are they cute?
They're pretty cute, yeah. They look like Labradors, you know, those big yellow, usually yellow in color, they're dogs. But they have kind of like curly and long hair, fur, like a poodle.
我真的没有看过 Labradoodle 诶，可是我查了一下，它是什么拉布拉多贵宾狗，连名字都还蛮长的。好了，我们来看一下 cross A with B， 就是使A跟 B 一种交配或者混种的意思啦。So
Connie's grandpa crossed a guava with a banana. And guavas are one of the most popular fruits in Taiwan, so you guys all probably know it has green skin and the flesh or the meat of the fruit is white or kind of pinkish red. And there's also seeds in them, right?
Right, okay. 真的耶,台湾芭乐超好吃的 guava, 没错,就是有芭乐或是番石榴的意思, 所以它中间也是有那种粉红的那种品种哦。那里面当然有 seeds, 有籽啦。 I also love dried guavas, 就是芭乐干, and guava juice, 就是芭乐汁。
So here's an example sentence for guava. Taiwan is famous for its delicious guavas. Taiwan is famous for its delicious guavas.
台湾以它好吃的芭乐而闻名.
This is so interesting, okay? So a guava crossed with a banana. Have you guys heard this yet? Okay? So Connie also tells us that her grandpa gave this fruit a name. He calls it a guavana.
Nice.
That's clever, right?
That's very smart.
He put the words guava and banana together. You know, he could have named it banuva.
Banava. 不好念啊, 不要啊。 Okay, 所以刚刚我们提到的水果就是芭乐加香蕉, 可是我觉得很有趣耶, 因为他的阿公呢, Connie的阿公 把这水果叫成什么, 就是guava跟banana合起来, guavana, 他创字耶, 就是芭乐椒。 不过呢，这个 Angela 老师也蛮有创意的啦，还想到 Banuava， 可是听起来也不好听，也不好讲。
Okay, so just like us, Ben is really curious about this fruit. Okay, he asks, does it look more like a banana or more like a guava?
对啊，我也很好奇耶，被问得好。他说看起来比较像芭乐还是香蕉嘞？
And Connie then replies, it looks like a guava. I almost said guava. It looks like a guava on the outside.
哦，所以外表是比较像芭乐哦。
Okay, then she continues to describe what the guavana looks like, okay? However, the skin is thick, and you peel it like a banana, huh?
Okay,
so,
interesting.
This is where the guavana is different from an actual guava, okay? So the skin is the natural outer layer of a person, like this, our skin, an animal's body, or the outer cover of some fruits and vegetables. Bananas, kiwis, and mangoes...Oranges, they all have skins, and we generally don't eat these skins, right?
没错，所以其实呢，它的外皮很厚，可以让你像剥香蕉一样剥下来哦。所以这个就跟芭乐完全不同。好，我们来看一下其中我们提到的 skin 这个字，当然就是水果的皮。那刚刚也提到了 peel 这个动词，就是指剥皮的剥这样子的意思。不过它也可以表示皮，就是水果皮的意思哦。Okay, so next Ben asks, he says.What does it taste like? Because, you know, taste is really important as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
To taste something means to have a particular taste or flavor. Here is an example. This tea tastes better with honey in it. This tea tastes better with honey in it.
Taste 这个动词呢，其实是尝起来如何如何，所以后面我们要接形容词。像是刚刚的例句提到的是，这个茶加蜂蜜尝起来比较好喝哦。
And we have also come to our 英文快通 for today, so let's take a short break to watch our video.
英文
快通
，Oh
yeah! Hello, everyone. This is LV. 先跟大家分享一件事情哦。昨天我阿公煮了蛇汤 ，and I felt scared.我本来很怕，但是还是鼓起勇气吃了一点点。令我惊讶的是 ，the snake meat tastes like chicken. The snake meat tastes like chicken. 没错，蛇肉吃起来竟然就像鸡肉一样哎。好的，那大家有猜到今天 LB 要教大家什么吗？是的，就是刚刚说到的 feel 怎么样和 taste like 什么东西。那这些都是连缀动词的用法哦。那我们常见的连缀动词像是有 look 看、听。Sound, smell, 闻，还有刚刚 LB 提到的 taste, 尝跟 feel, 感到。那把这些字放到句子里面要怎么用呢？大家还记得我一开始的举例吗？看到蛇汤我感到害怕 ,I felt scared, 其实就是主词加上连缀动词 feel, 再加形容词 scared 的用法哦。I felt scared. 那大家有发现我另外一句话搭配了不同的句型吗？ The snake meat tastes like chicken.主词 the snake meat 连缀动词 taste 那注意咯如果像我说吃起来像什么什么当我后面想要接的是名词的时候在连缀动词后面记得要加上 like 哦那吃起来像鸡肉就是 taste like chicken 啦蛇肉吃起来像鸡肉整句话再听一次哦 the snake meat tastes like chicken 好的今天 LB 好康大放送啦各位单身的大朋友小朋友看过来哦 LB 要用今天的句型教大家一些实用的能够得到自己心仪对象芳心的话咯我保证让你一秒变情圣好准备咯当你的那个他出现的时候你就可以深情地望着他说 Wow, you look so perfect today You look perfect today 你今天看起来太完美了那他讲第一句话同时你就立马补上一句 Oh, you sound like an angel Oh, you sound like an angel 哦、oh, 你的声音听起来真像天使啊然后再当一阵风吹过来同时你就用力地深呼吸一口 You smell good You smell so good 你闻起来好香啊最后大绝招一定要记得对他说 I feel like the happiest and the luckiest person in the world I feel like the happiest and the luckiest person in the world 我觉得我是全世界最幸运最幸福的人啦当你帅气的落下那句话同时他可能已经感动得落泪咯这时候再给他一个大大的拥抱一切都 perfect 啦Sounds good, right? 那回去快点试试看吧。英文快一通，我们下次见哦，拜拜。
Welcome back. So Connie says it tastes like a banana,、mm-hmm. but it's crunchy like a guava.
所以它其实吃起来是像香蕉，可是又像芭乐一样脆脆的。
This is hard to imagine, right? Because banana is soft. Anyways, imagine something being crunchy, okay?
Right.
If food is crunchy, it is firm and makes a noise when you bite it. Yeah, similar to that sound. For example, when you bite down on an apple,、mm. we would say it's crunchy, right?、
Mm.
Guavas are crunchy, too.
Okay, 所以其实觉得蛮妙的哦，这个水果 guava 呢。但是呢，我个人很喜欢水果的口感比较 crunchy, 就是比较脆的意思哦。
We also describe foods as crispy, right? Crispy、mm. are more for foods that are thin and、mm-hmm. like crispy, like a potato chip.
没错、yeah. 比较脆的像是比较、薄的那种像是洋芋片我们也可以用 crispy 这个字来表示脆的、哦、Okay, so next fan says, I'm excited to try it. Did you bring one with you? What does to bring mean?
Okay, so to bring something means to take something or someone、mm-hmm. to the place that you are talking about、mm. or to the place that you are now.
OK,、mm-hmm. 这时候 Ben 就说我迫不及待要吃了你有没有带一颗来 Bring 呢就是指带来的意思它的动词三它是 bring, brought, brought、
mm-hmm. Here is an example sentence Tim forgot to bring his homework to school
Tim 他忘记带他的功课去学校Mm-hmm. OK, 那其实大家可能常常会把 bring 跟 take 搞错、right. 其实基本上就是 bring 表示从别处把某个东西或是某人带来或是拿来而 take 就是把、某个人或某个东西带走或是拿到别处这样子的意思咯
Right.
OK, so next Connie says OK, what does Connie say? So Ben really wants to try the fruit
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So does she have the fruit?
Do you think she does?
Yeah, of
well,
course
Well, do you guys remember what day it is today?Or not today, but the day of this article, whichever day you guys are watching.
今天是4月1号 Oh, it's not.
Yeah, Connie says no because it's April Fruits Day.、
Mm.
Did we fool you? April、
yeah.
1st is April Fool's Day, right?
How can you fool me too, Angeline? 你真的很坏耶。所以今天是什么呢？April Fool's Day 不过 Connie 开个玩笑说 It's April Fruit's Day 也就是他在跟他讲说今天是愚人节我跟你玩的啦
Yeah, and then our article ends with a scenario, okay?、Mm. Ben rolls his eyes and Connie laughs at him Would you like to roll your eyes at me?
翻白眼超简单我想翻白眼就是 roll one's eyes Okay, that's it for today Let's go to our wrap upWell, I certainly got fooled. Did you get fooled? 你们是不是也被骗了呢？被 Angeline 老师骗？你真的很坏耶！我都不知道。
You did, really?
我不知道，我真的很想要吃瓜娃娜。
I was gonna bring one for you.
Okay, anyway, happy April Fool's Day.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year.
I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Winnie. 啊，每每到了四五月，我就开始很紧张，因为越接近夏天，我就越不能再仰赖这种长袖长裤啊来遮掩我的小肚肚还有小肥肥。度过一个长长的冬天，有时候天气一冷，就特别想要补一下，或是胃口就会特别好。尤其又经过过年 Chinese New Year， 那些萝卜糕啊、年糕啊、麻辣锅的热量都不是普通的高，所以啦，到了四月 April 春暖花开的时候，就应该来动一下了。因为过年而增胖了的英文我们就来看今天的小句会 I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year 运动你可以直接说 exercise E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E 或者你如果运动是为了健身而不是像打篮球啊或是排球是一种嗜好也可以说 workout 所以例如近年来变得有点流行的路跑就算是 workout 的一种啦后面提到就是增胖啦增胖可以用一个动词片语 put on some weight 或者你也可以用一个动词 gain weight 那相反的你要减肥就是 lose some weight 所以今天小聚会合在一起 I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year 意思就是我要运动因为我在过年的时候变胖了你也可以说 I'm exercising because I want to wear my bikini in the summer 就是说因为你夏天想要穿比基尼啦 Or you're exercising because you want to impress the girl 因为你想要追那个你很喜欢的女孩反正不管什么原因就是瘦下来就对啦 Let's review again I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year There you go 小聚会下次见
I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year
I'm exercising because I put on weight over Chinese New Year
A new fruit in Taiwan Connie and Ben are waiting for the bus.
Guess what? My grandpa is growing a new fruit.
Really? Is he a farmer?
Yes, he lives in Tainan.
What new fruit did he invent?
He crossed a guava with a banana. He calls it a guavana.
Does it look more like a banana or more like a guava?
It looks like a guava on the outside. However, the skin is thick and you peel it like a banana.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like a banana, but it's crunchy like a guava.
I'm excited to try it. Did you bring one with you?
No, because it's April Fruits Day.
Ben rolls his eyes as Connie laughs at him.
Fruit. Fruit. Grapes are Amy's favorite fruit. Grapes are Amy's favorite fruit. Guava. Guava. Taiwan is famous for its delicious guavas. Taiwan is famous for its delicious guavas.Taste, taste, taste, tasted, tasted. This tea tastes better with honey in it. This tea tastes better with honey in it. Bring, 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 brought, brought. Tim.Forgot to bring his homework to school. Tim forgot to bring his homework to school.